Now here's more of the Jack Benny Show from February 24th, 1952.
This street we're coming to is Figueroa. That's Automobile Row.
Yeah, turn right here, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Gosh, look at all the automobile dealers on this street. The smiling Irishman, the lucky Dutchman, Madman Munts, Psychiatric Sam, Wildman Pritchard. Ah, here's the place we want. Just Plain Bill. Stop in front of this place, Rochester. Come on, Mary. I'm going to look at the new cars first.
Okay. Gosh, Jack, they certainly have some beautiful cars on display here.
Yeah.
How do you do? May I help you?
Yes, I'm thinking of buying a new car.
Well, you've come to the right place. Were you thinking of any particular type?
Well, this car here looks awfully nice.
Yes, Jack, it's really a sporty-looking number.
Get inside and see how roomy it is.
Okay. Gee, it sure is comfortable. And say, what are these buttons here?
Oh, those are for the windows. I'll show you how they work.
Gee.
Didn't you know the new cars had automatic window lifts?
He didn't even know they had windows.
Mary, please. What other new features do they have?
I'm glad you asked that.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer.
Gosh. What does that do for the car?
It empties the ashtray.
Well, that's quite a feature. Do you think I ought to get this car, Mary?
Oh, certainly. I wouldn't think of having a car that's not equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension dual vacuum dynamometer.
That she got right, but she moved the law. You know, the more I see of this car, the more I like it. But tell me, Mr.
Call me Plain Bill.
Well, look, Plain Bill. Where are all these? What are all these other buttons for?
Well, they're for the heater, the lights, and the top.
Uh-huh. But what's this red button for?
That red button is for emergencies.
Emergencies?
Yes. Like, if you stall a car on the railroad tracks and a train is coming at 100 miles an hour, you press the red button.
And that gets the car off the tracks?
No, it puts a tag on your big toe.
Jack, this is one of the prettiest convertibles I've ever seen. Why don't you take it?
I think I will, Mary. Tell me, Plain Bill, what's the price of this car?
$4,200.
Say, mister, do the windshield wipers on this car squirt water when you press the button?
Yes.
Well, squirt some on him. He fainted.
I didn't faint, Mary. Just that $4,200 is a lot of money.
Oh, but don't forget, we do make liberal allowances on trade-in.
Well, my car's right outside. Suppose you come along with us and appraise it.
Oh, I'll be happy to. If you'll pardon me for just a moment, I'll go and get my appraisal book.
Certainly. You know, Mary, maybe you're right about my getting another car. After all, I've had my Maxwell, you know.
Jack, isn't that Don Wilson over there looking at a new car?
Yeah. Gee, Mary, Don didn't tell me he was thinking of buying a car. I was with him yesterday. He didn't even mention.
Well, mister, how do you like it?
Oh, say, that's the prettiest convertible I ever saw. How much is it?
$4,800.
$4,800?
That includes the initials on the door.
Well, that's fine. Will you get the man who puts the initials on?
Oh, I'll do it myself right now. What initials would you like?
L-S-M-F-T.
You have three middle names?
No. L-S-M-F-T means Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Oh, I see.
And put a dash between L-S and M-F-T.
A dash. Like this?
That's it. Now, could you make the dash so it looks like a Lucky Strike cigarette?
Sure. How's that?
Fine, fine. Only, could you make that Lucky Strike round and firm and fully packed?
Sure. Watch this.
Careful. No loose ends.
I'll be careful. There you are. It's all finished.
Good. Now, how much is that?
I told you, the car is $4,800.
I don't want the car. I just want the door.
The door? Very well. There you are.
Just charge it to my account.
Yes, sir.
Jack. Jack, did you see that?
Yes, Mary, and you should see Don's garage. No cars, just doors.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Shall we go?
Yes, Plain Bill.
Now, which one of these cars is yours?
This is it, right here.
Oh, you're joking.
Well, I'll admit it doesn't look like much right now, but a little paint and polish and she'll be as good as new.
What did you get, boss, a convertible or a sedan?
Well, nothing yet. This gentleman's going to appraise ours. Now, Plain Bill, my car has a lot of advantages that the new cars haven't got.
Yeah, if you like tea, it boils water every 15 minutes.
Oh, stop. This man is a good judge of cars. Now, Plain Bill, get in, I'll show you how it runs. Come on, Mary. Start the car, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Gee, the motor seems to be laboring a little harder than usual.
Jack, it's February.
Oh, yes, yes. Try it again, Rochester. Ah, there it goes.
You want me to drive around the block, boss?
Just a second. If I'm going to appraise this car, I'd better drive.
No, I'll drive. You shovel the coal.
Never mind. You better let him drive plain. He's more... he's more used to it.
Well, it is irregular, but okay.
See, I told you, it rides very smoothly, doesn't it?
Oh, it's not bad.
Now, Plain Bill, how much of a trade-in do you think you can give me on my car?
Well, let me see. There's a little rubber left on the tires. Body needs a paint job. The upholstery isn't too bad. The motor runs. Look, would the deal include the car's radio?
Yes, yes. Now, how much will you allow me on the car, including the radio?
$3.
What? Three? I wouldn't think of trading in this car for $3. It's perfect mechanically. They don't make cars like this today. Everything built to last for years and give you the most excellent service. And...
Oh, Plain Bill.
Yes?
A lemon or cream?
Lemon in mine, Mary. Now, Bill, all kidding aside, how much will you allow me on my car?
I told you $3, and that's all I'm going to give you for this piece of junk.
Junk? That settles it. Rochester, stop the car. Plain Bill, I'll thank you to get out.
It will be a pleasure. Goodbye.
Rochester... Take me home.
You know, boss, if you're not going to get a new car, why don't you have this one fixed up? Put some of those modern things on it.
Like what?
Like the Dynaflex Superflowing Unit Jet Turbo Vasculator, which is synchromeshed with the multi-coil, hydro-tension, dual vacuum, dynamometer.
No, then I just have to go out and buy an ashtray. Step on it, Rochester. I want to get home.
Jack Benny's radio show lasted through the 40s and the 50s, and his TV show ran until 1965. He didn't make any secret of his technique. We never tried to be flashy, he once said. I learned that people like to laugh at familiar things. People like to share a joke, and that's our show. We share our jokes with them in the comfort of their homes. He knew that the public demanded more than a laugh at any price, that too many insults and too much cynicism created resentment. The public likes good comedy, Benny observed, but it likes good taste even better. Nobody gets hurt on our program. If it hurts, it isn't funny. That philosophy kept him a star for over 35 years. And even though his last TV series ended decades ago, that star never dimmed. With Jack Benny's humility and comfortable sense of what's funny, his shows still keep us laughing, and nobody gets hurt.
Jack, are you going to stop off at any other car dealers?
No, I've made up my mind. I'm going home. This one will have to do until we...
Jack, what happened? Your hair is gone.
It's my fault, Miss Livingston. I never should have driven by Max Factor's.
All right, let him keep it. Let him keep it.
You've been listening to Jack Benny Today in Comedy College. I'm Bob Newhart.
The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes. This is Don Wilson reminding you to listen to Your Hit Parade with Guy Lombardo every Thursday night, presented by Lucky Strike. Consult your newspaper for time and station. The Jack Benny program has been selected as one of the programs to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Show, which follows immediately. This is the CBS Radio Network.
For more information on Comedy College and real audio of past episodes, please visit our website at comedycollege.net. That's comedycollege.net. Comedy College is a production of Minnesota Public Radio. The show is engineered by Jason Keeler at Prairie Dog Productions, with script and research by Ronald L. Smith. Production assistance is provided by Elena C. The executive producer of Comedy College is Garrison Keeler, and the producer is Tiffany Hansen. Today's host is Bob Newhart.
Fred DeCordova, Jack's producer for many years on radio and in television, once told me a story about Jack was doing the radio show and Ronald Coleman was his guest star. They sat around during the reading, and as they were reading the script, Jack would say, give that line to Dennis. It's funnier if it comes from Dennis. And then there'd be another line. He'd say, give that to Phil Harris, the orchestra leader. And finally, when it was all over, Ronald Coleman pulled Jack aside and he said, Jack, he said, you gave all your best lines to the other people. And Jack said, yeah, but I'll be back next week.